Last month, seven women were killed at the hands of current or former partners in Australia, with another two suspected cases. While awareness of domestic violence has increased in recent years, experts say more needs to be done to educate the public about how the problem develops. Senior lecturer in domestic and family violence practice at Central Queensland University, Silky Mayer, says the progress on the issue is still held back by a widespread view it's someone else's problem.
I would say there's certainly still an attitude that it is an issue of others, and when it is an issue of others, it doesn't really concern me as the general public.
Right, so there's a sense, as you say, that it's other people's problems, it's not something that could happen to me.
Yes, and I think, you know, what you say, that something that could not happen to me plays a great role in, you know, I guess people's understanding of domestic and family violence and why in reality it is everyone's business. Like, I think it is something, and we see that in the victim-blaming attitudes. They are fairly persistent when we look at the Australian Community Attitude Survey, for example, that, you know, by blaming the victim, by questioning what women do to end up in these relationships, what they do in those relationships, by questioning these things, we distance ourselves and we give ourselves that false sense of security that it doesn't affect me because I make a better partner choice. I think the other thing is that we still don't really get the message across for the general public to understand what domestic and family violence looks like, what perpetrators look like. So, you know, to kind of really convey that message that domestic and family violence perpetrators are essentially any guy, that, you know, they're not monsters, they're not easily identifiable. So each and every one essentially could end up in an abusive relationship. So really, it is an issue for everyone.
You mentioned that there seems to be no particular kind of profile of who a domestic abuser is, but is there information out there about the way that domestic violence tends to develop?
We certainly know from the research and from the practice evidence that it tends to unfold slowly. In general, perpetrators are very good at reeling a victim in. They present as very charming, caring, concerning, loving, and it is really only that, I guess, once they have a sense of security that the victim is in that relationship, and the victim is often stuck in that relationship, that domestic and family violence starts to unfold. You know, I've interviewed many women over the years where the initial months, often the initial years of the relationship, they're not abusive. And it's often not until a perpetrator has strategically manipulated the victim, isolated the victim from her social support networks, that by the time the victim actually realizes I need support in order to get out of this or in order to resolve this, that support has often been alienated strategically by the perpetrator.
Now, you mentioned attitudes that have been researched through public opinion surveys. Are there any particular kinds of responses that stand out to you as to what people think about domestic violence?
I think some of the persistent ones from what we've seen from the Australian Community Survey is that, you know, people still think that, you know, if domestic violence occurs, victims could just leave, and that if they stick around, then they are partly to blame for their experiences. And the general attitude that if it was really that bad, the victim would just leave. Whereas, you know, this comes with a whole other layer of complexities where we also very clearly know from national and international research that the time of separation is the most dangerous time in an abusive relationship. So, you know, that's on top of all the other layers of why people do not necessarily separate just because a relationship isn't working or becomes abusive or controlling or whatever it might be. And so I think the attitudes seem to be particularly persistent in terms of when we look at victim blaming attitudes.
And you've said that public campaigns that are meant to educate people around domestic violence need to change tack from being purely informational to doing other sorts of things. What other sorts of things should they be doing?
So I think we really need to see more around unpacking how and why domestic and family violence affects everyone. our campaigns do very well when it comes to raising awareness and educating those that are directly affected or friends and family that might be concerned for somebody. So I think we've certainly seen a shift in awareness, understanding and confidence in coming forward in that area. I don't think we've seen anywhere near the same shift in terms of ownership of for the general public to make this everyone's business and to intervene and to step up.
Senior lecturer in domestic and family violence practice at Central Queensland University, Silky Mayer, ending that story.